No, we have to have the spinning wheel sound. I told you.
Oh, no, I have the sound. I just need to write the program. So here's the spinning wheel sound. Boop, is And I will... Right there. That's the spinning noise sound.
Did you hear how Squeaky Kitty got drunk?
Yes, I did.
I also listened to, today at the gym, I listened to 11 episodes of Big Fatty.
Oh my God. 11 episodes?
Don't choke on that drink, whatever you
You know,
do.
If you would just kept your mouth shut.
Yes, 11 episodes. I know, it's shocking, right?
11 episodes. Wait, no. What speed did you listen to them at?
Because double speed.
So even at double speed, 11 episodes of Big Fatty.
110 minutes.
Is 110 minutes.
Yes. Well, I'm trying to catch up, and the only way to do, well, first
I,
of all.
You know, I had the man over for Thanksgiving dinner, and I kept it to 90 minutes with him actually being there with other people talking.
Right.
I could not possibly imagine 110 minutes of Fatty talking.
Oh, I've done a lot more than that. I've gone on a trip before, and I've, sorry, I was looking at a picture someone posted with me standing next to Brady. What's his name? Anyway, I've taken like a 4 or 5 hour trip. And listen to Big Fatty the entire way. So this was nothing.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Did you hear how Squeaky Kitty got drunk?
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1726. Of the BFO for Thursday, the 4th of September, 2014, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, we're going to talk a little bit about the Big Brother, and can you hear that? Yes, can you hear it? Hello, couponers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well, y'all. Y'all, as you know, your coupon is today because y'all, Big Fatty's got the coupon. Because, you know, on Hump Day. Hump Day, Big Fatty heads over to the Vons East and does the coupon. And we'll give you that report here in just a few minutes. I've been torn on this, y'all, and I've decided that I cannot hide this information from you another minute. Big Fatty, are you sure you want to? Okay, well maybe I'll sleep on it and tell you tomorrow, or not.
Big Fatty, you're just teasing everybody.
Can you hear that? Yes, we hear it. Y'all, like I said, went to the Vons East, as I do on Wednesdays. Y'all, the penny coupon today was for the bag of, what do you call those? The tortilla chips. And so I picked up those, and y'all took them into the coal mine. And y'all, the locusts there will devour them in a day, I guarantee you. Y'all, they had my egg whites also. Y'all, they had a semi-boneless ham on sale. Y'all, I hadn't bought a ham, and I can't tell you the last time. And y'all, so I came home from the Vons East, and I put it in the slow cooker. It's fully cooked already, but I put it in the slow cooker to get it nice and hot. And y'all, I'm going to cut me up some of that. And have that with my supper. Y'all, they have the good Vonzie's barbecue solid mix. And y'all, so I got a couple of bags of that. They were on sale. And I got just a regular bag of the garden solid. Y'all, they had the Oscar Mayer smoked turkey on sale. So I picked up a package of that. Plus, I had an extra coupon on that. Y'all, I got me some Dijon mustard, because part of that that ham I got, I'm gonna make me some ham solid with some mustard in there and a little Worcestershire sauce. But anyway, y'all got a couple of bananas, and then of course, I got my two fried chicken bazooms that I had for my lunch, y'all. Didn't spend very much. Spent $41.61, and appropriately, since I didn't spend very much, I didn't save very. Oh, y'all, that's the fried chicken bazooms. Didn't save very much either. Y'all only saved $16.11. Big Fatty, a penny saved is a penny earned. Yeah, Gussie, now y'all, I am recording this before the Wednesday night, Big Brother! But y'all, you know that Nicole and that Christine have been nominated for eviction. And y'all, they had the power of veto ceremony, and I don't know what exactly happened. Well, I do. Christine won the power of veto, and y'all, undoubtedly, she will take herself off the block. Well, she has taken herself off the block. And y'all, Caleb has been talking big talk. He's been Mr. Big Talk, about putting Frankie up in the slot. Once again, he proved he's got big muscles but small testicles. Be ready, Volga. Because he put Victoria up, and y'all, I think Nicole's going home later tonight. But y'all, evidently during that power veto ceremony, there was some sort of punishment, y'all, because Cody has been running around in some sort of dinosaur outfit that doesn't fit him very well. So y'all, he kind of hangs out of it. Be Freddy, that sounds lovely. It is lovely. Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah, Gussie, y'all. Now, one thing I want to let you know, today, Thursday, is it today or is it tomorrow? I think it's today, Thursday. It's either today or tomorrow. Big Freddy, you're not prepared. It's true, I'm not prepared. But y'all, they're going to announce who's going to be on the new season of The Dancing. And y'all, I'm sure that Terminally Single Tim will send Big Fatty a Twitty saying, Big Fatty, they did it, Big Fatty. But anyway, that's coming up. Y'all, the other night, I guess it was, when was this? Maybe it was Monday night? Yeah, I think it was Monday night. Y'all, the Turnip Head, y'all, you know the Turnip Head. He's from up there in the northern Mexico. Does that underpants show. Y'all, he called me on the cellular telephonic device. Y'all, we must have talked for two hours. And y'all, I went and I watched. It may have been Sunday night. I don't remember. Big Freddy, you're not prepared. Anyway, then I went and I finished watching the TV machine show that I was watching when he called, and took my go to bed pills, and y'all got in the bed, and y'all kind of tossed and turned for a little while, and I'm going, well, why am I not sleepy? And then I realized, y'all, I was hungry because I hadn't had any supper. So y'all, I got up and nibbled a little bit, and went back to bed and slept like a baby. Big Freddy, did you spit up? No, I did not. Y'all, speaking of the Turnip Head, y'all, he sent me where is it here now? Let me see if I can find it. Yeah, it's right here, y'all. It's something called the best two line jokes ever. Y'all, we're just going, the number one fan of the BFO, you know, that's the Hat M. He loves it when Big Fatty reads. And y'all, so we're going to read these because, you know, Hat M would want us to do that. Big Fatty, anything to make Hat M happy. Y'all, here we go. There's 25 of them, so, I'm sure that Jimmy Bow will notate some of these. Big Fatty notating Jimmy Bow. Y'all, the best two-line jokes. Number one, parallel lines have so much in common, it's a shame they'll never meet. Big Fatty. Number two, Big Fatty. My wife accused me of being immature. I told her, get out of my fort. Number three, women call me ugly until they find out how much money I make. Then they call me ugly and poor. Big Fatty. How about, excuse me, and y'all, this one is for that Michael in Stuttgart. It says, how many Germans does it take to screw in a light bulb? Big, fatty, I bet Miss Beaver knows. One, they're efficient and not very funny. Big. Okay. Number five, what do you call a dog with no legs? It doesn't matter what you call him. It's not going to come. Big fatty, that makes me sad. y'all, number six, someone stole my Microsoft Office and they're going to pay. You have my word. Big fatty, that's terrible. What's green, fuzzy, and if it fell out of a tree, it would kill you. I don't know, Big Fatty. What is it? A pool table. Big Fatty. That one's pretty good. Apparently, someone in London gets stabbed every 52 seconds. Poor bastard. Big Fatty. How do you find Will Smith in the snow? Big Fatty, this is a groaner. Look for the Fresh Prince. Big Fatty, groan. I went to a really emotional wedding the other day. Even the cake was in tears. Big Fatty, that's my favorite. We have a genetic predisposition for diarrhea. Big Fatty, are you talking about Granny? Very much so. Granny's predisposition for diarrhea, it runs in his genes. Big Fatty, it's vulgar. Number 14, a physicist sees a young man about to jump off the Empire State Building. He yells, "Don't do it. You have so much potential." Big Fatty, I don't get that one. He yells, "Don't do it. You have so much potential." I don't know. Yo, I got nothing. I got nothing. Somebody explain that one to me. Big Fatty, I don't get it either. Number 13, a hot blonde orders a double entendre at the bar. And the bartender gave it to a Big Fatty. That sounds vulgar. It's true. It is vulgar. Y'all, this number 14, this one is the turnip head's favorite one, he said. Want to hear a word I just made up? Plagiarism. Big Fatty, I did not know he was such a raconteur or a wordsmith. Oh, he is. He is indeed. Number 15, why do cows wear bells? Big Fatty, because their horns don't work. Big Fatty, that's a groaner. What did the pirate say when he turned 80? Hey, matey. I don't get that one either. Big Fatty, I don't either. Number 17, to the handicapped guy who stole my bag. You can hide, but you can't run. Big Fatty, that's terrible. Number 18, let's see here. I took the shell off my racing snail, thinking it would make him run faster. If anything, it made him more sluggish. Big Fatty, I get that. A snail looks like a slug without the shell. Very good. And the Lord said unto John, "Come forth, and ye will receive eternal life." But John came fifth and won a toast. Big Fatty. Okay, that one was pretty good. Number 20. How do you think the unthinkable? With an iceberg? How do you think the unthinkable with an iceberg? Big Fatty, you've got to have a lift. To say that, just try it with a lift. How do you think the unthinkable with an iceberg? Big Fatty. Someone stole my mood ring. Now I don't know how to feel about that. Number 22. I tried to catch fog yesterday. Missed. Big Fatty. Another groaner. The first rule of the Alzheimer's Club is that you don't talk about chess club.
I got nothing.
The first rule of the Alzheimer's Club is that you don't talk about chess club.
I got nothing, y'all.
Number 24. Why does a chicken coop have two doors?
Big Freddy, is that where Toppy Smelly lives?
It is. Why does Toppy Smelly's chicken coop have two doors?
Big Freddy, if it had four doors, it would be a chicken sedan. Big Freddy, that's silly.
Number 25. I told my wife she was her drawing her eyebrows too high. She looks surprised. Big Oh, Lord. Well, Turnipin, thank you so much for those. I would say those are just lovely. Just lovely. Y'all, we had that suits meeting on two, I say, Tuesday night, and y'all, about the only thing we got left to remind you about is to sign up for the Good Brofkus. Y'all, the deadline for that is a week from tomorrow on the 12th, and y'all, you know, you really should do it, and I'm not gonna harp on it anymore, but I will tell you this: if you don't sign up by the 12th, don't expect to come walking up on the 19th thinking you're going to be able to pay at the door and get in. Y'all, you got to let us know. If you need to pay at the door, get in touch with that Daniel Biba, and we'll make those arrangements. But, y'all, we got to give them a count. Y'all, we got to have enough bacon.
Big Fatty, you can never have too much bacon.
The hospitality suite has really taken off, y'all. About the only thing that we have left is Sunday night from 8:30 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. So y'all, if you can help us out on that, that would just be lovely. And you know, we've got a few interstitial slots still available, so get in touch with Blind Guy Jay about that. And right now we're just counting down the days. We got a State of the Station this coming Sunday night. And then, y'all, that's the penultimate one.
Yes, Big Freddy, you've told us that before.
And then the last one will be on the 14th. And, y'all, as I'm recording this, Granny and I, in 2 weeks, we will be checking in and getting ready for the Peppermill and the Fun Hog Ranch. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, when I was at the Von's East today, y'all saw Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. Y'all, they were a little late getting there. They were coming in as Big Fatty was going out. Y'all, evidently they had a cocktail or six for their lunch. So they were like Uncle Joe. They were moving kind of slow.
Big Fatty, is that at the junction?
It is. Y'all, at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard that Adam Burns and Daniel Biba. And y'all, Adam Burns is doing what a lot of people be doing over the next two weeks. And y'all, that's be starting to listen to people's shows that you don't normally listen. Poor Big Freddy. And I don't know.
Did you hear how Squeaky Kitty got drunk?
Leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This is been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.